You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Breathe and Bounce. It's Michael with you, and that is Crimson Glory. You know how I love to throw in the metal, and that comes from the little progressive metal tree back in the late 80s, early 90s. The name of that album was Transcendence. It was one of those unsung heroes from Roadrunner Records. Roadrunner at the time was responsible for like King Diamond, Sepultura, Obituary, whole bunch of, thrash metal. They were right on the prefaces of the death metal. But these guys were all progressive metal. I believe they were from Norway. And it's a great album. So, you know, I always like to throw those breadcrumbs in about obscure music for you guys. Sometimes I will find artists that people know that have obscure nerds. But I really love music, and music is a part of who I am, and it really plays a big part of, I guess, my whole being. So I like to really incorporate that, and that's one of the things I love about the show, is I get the chance to do that. And the song has to do with our theme today, and our theme, I came up with this because yesterday I was at the Sound Healing over at a place in Richmond called Nurture Yoga, and we had a huge sound healing and Reiki experience. It was absolutely amazing. If you don't know who Jenny Bergold is, she does a lot of sound healings out there in Batavia at the Newton House. So if you get a chance, check her out, because it's awesome. And the place in Richmond, I know a lot of people may not know where Richmond is. It's kind of far north Illinois, pretty close to the Wisconsin border. And Richmond is this nice, cute little town, and Nurture is right in the middle of it. And it was such an awesome place. I plan on, you know, practicing there every once in a while. You know, there's some places out there, and they just, you know, catch you. And that place was just so cool. But she mentioned, and she actually wrote about this on Facebook, and if you go on the Facebook Breathe and Bounce page, you can read what she wrote. Tracy, who's the owner there, talked about this was the 4-year anniversary of when she had to shut down for COVID. And, you know, we don't want to get into a big debate about COVID and the political implications about it. The one thing that I think everyone, no matter what you think about it, you can agree on is the fact that a huge piece of humanity was lost. And that piece was connection. And connection is something that is really important about yoga. In yoga, you're connecting to things all the time. When it comes to yourself, you're connecting to your breath. You're connecting inwards. You're connecting to your movements. You're really making that solid connection with yourself. And when you practice with others in a community, you're making connections with that community. You're making connections with the people that are in that specific place more often than not. And sometimes with connection, there's the physical connection along with the mental connection. The mental connection is obviously when you're speaking and you're having conversation. The physical is the touch, the hugs. You know, people love hugs. I love hugs. I think your serotonin levels go up when you get a hug. So hugs are beautiful. And we lost that when we were in COVID. I mean, even just shaking hands with people, that was a good form of communication, good form of connection. You're touching palms together. And palms, so much energy comes from a palm. So when you're shaking someone's hand, you're getting a piece of that energy, right? So when Tracy wrote about this, and she talked about it at the end of the healing and the session, she talked about how everything seemed empty, and it did. And unfortunately, there are still a lot of people that are going through that right now. And, you know, one of the things that I thought we could do with this episode is take a look at a lot of the different kinds of connections that there are. We could talk about a lot of the different types of feelings that there are. You know, there's intimate connections, whether they are intimately physical or just intimate, like brain-wise, you guys are on a deeper level when you talk. I have, you know, some relationships like that where I feel that way, and I feel blessed to do so. And I think part of the reason why some people don't is because they refuse to let themselves get vulnerable. And getting vulnerable is scary, especially because you never know who the person is. You never know when you open yourself up to someone, how they're going to react to it. It can be a little terrifying to open up. And when you open up and like these levels, you're really giving a part of yourself. I think like in an intimate level, when two people are, you know, engaging in kissing, hugging, perhaps touching, seeing a part of each other that no one else gets to see, it's kind of like they're shedding layers, whether it be clothes, whether it be feelings, whether it be guards. You're always shedding layers, and doing that can be really scary, but it's so freeing when it happens. And there are so many people that don't get the chance to do that. They don't get the chance to find that person that they can be that vulnerable with. Well, they can find that person, and for that, it's hard for them to breathe. I mean, it might be hard to breathe to become vulnerable, but perhaps because you need that connection so bad, it becomes like oxygen, and you're trying to suck it in, and you just really want to breathe.
Wake up sweating in the summer, lying next to you. Feel you in the covers, on me like a new tattoo.
Swimming in the deep end, breath away from drowning.
you know, sometimes it doesn't necessarily need to be an intimate. I think that song was a little bit more on the intimate side. But I think, you know, we all just need people in our lives. We just need, you know, someone that can say hello, just to walk down the street and say hello and maybe have a little conversation about the weather. And I mean, we, you know, small talk for me is not really my best, but, you know, I can do it. I don't like doing it. I feel like it's kind of shallow, but I'll do it. And I think it's because when you're exchanging words to each other, you're exchanging energy, and you might have someone there if they are excited to talk about the weather. And if you're giving them that opportunity, you're doing something good for that person. So if you can, you know, leave your ego, check your ego a little bit that you don't like that kind of thing, and you can just play along, it can, you know, it can really do wonders for a person. Connection is just so powerful, just on every level. Whether it is you just saying to someone hi, because you never know, someone may not have said hi to that person in 3 days. And that person might be very grateful that you said hello. Perhaps introducing yourself to a total stranger, or just asking someone some questions about how they got that t-shirt. You know, sometimes when I see Dolphin fans, I talk to them, because, you know, there's not too many Miami Dolphin fans here. And when I see someone wearing a Dolphins jacket, sometimes I'll just compliment and I'll talk about how our team is doing, because, you know, that's a connection. And sometimes you just need to find those kind of connections. The truth of the matter is, you know, everybody needs somebody, and it doesn't have to be somebody to love. Like going Jefferson Airplane. Don't worry, Jefferson Airplane's not on the docket to play today. If you like Jefferson Airplane, I'm sorry. If you don't, well, then you're in luck. But, you know, it's just, we all need people to talk to. We all need that connection. We all need to kind of see and feel and touch, hear. It's very important. But everybody needs somebody.
Come on, people, and open your brain. United States.
all are just searching for that person. We're searching for that person, not necessarily, you know, like the relationship, the love. Oh, I love you. Oh, I want to kiss you. Oh, no, we're not looking for that, really. I think we're looking for the strongest connection possible. The person that we can just say anything to and they won't judge us. The person that we can share our hopes and dreams, our fears, our darkest secrets, our skeletons in the closet. We can open up that closet and we can empty it out and put it all on their feet and they will not run away. What they do, however, is they take those skeletons and they put them in garbage bags and they throw them away for you and help you rise above them. That's what people want. That's what people are looking for. I think people want that connection more than anything. And it doesn't have to be exclusively one person, because maybe you might have a good friend. Maybe it is your parents you have that kind of connection with. Maybe it's a sibling. But once again, I mean, we've been kind of, you know, barking up this tree this whole week about how connections are important and how things are down. But I'll tell you something, guys. I know, you know, there's some of you out there that might just feel like you can't do it. There are some of you out there that think that someone like you can't make friends. Someone like you can't find your tribe. Someone like you can't find your people. But trust me, you can. You can find your people. You just have to keep putting yourself out there. As difficult as that might be, as hard as that is, as torturous as that is, especially when you feel like you've been rejected over and over and over again, the thing is you got to keep practicing. And that's what we talk about all the time here on Breathe and Bounce, is practice. You have to practice how to get people. You have to practice how to make those connections, whether you do it walking into a yoga class and meeting people, just introducing yourself, maybe having a cup of coffee with the group afterwards. That's the way you do it, because I promise you, if you work at it, it gets better. You know, I picked Swedish House Mafia as the song just to make a point. And the reason why I did that was because I saw Swedish House Mafia, I think it was, 2 years ago, they came to the United Center. It was their first tour in 5 years because they split up. They are, without a doubt, one of my most favorite music groups ever. I love the Swedish House Mafia. And I went to that concert by myself. You know, I had two tickets. I thought maybe I can find someone to go with me, but no one wanted to go with me, and that was okay. So I just said, screw it. I'm going to go on my own. And I did. And I will tell you something. Even though I was there by myself, the connections I made with people in that audience for that 2 hours that they were on stage, I had like a couple next to me who just were really happy to be there. I had a whole family behind me, and we just were totally having a blast. People in front of me, when we heard songs that we really loved, we would high five and stuff, and we would just get into everything. And I mean, the concert was absolutely amazing. They played everything. They played Greyhound, they played Antidote, they played Miami to Ibiza, they played all these tracks off of their newest album, which was one of the songs you just heard right now. And that's what I'm saying. Connections can be made everywhere. Even if the connection lasts for 2 hours at a concert, it still is something that you're going to remember for the rest of your life. You're going to remember how you felt. You're going to remember that buzz that you had. And it wasn't the alcohol. It was basically that feeling of electricity, that energy. And that energy exists. That energy is high. And it is priceless. When you're at an event like that and you just find people that are like-minded like you, that believe in the things you believe in, and if you can form a connection and take it out of there and bring it to the next level, then that's great. And if you can't, then you can just be grateful for what you had rather than be frustrated. Because trust me, I would have loved to go to that concert with a friend. I would have loved to go to that concert with someone that I knew that loved Swedish House Mafia as much as I did, someone who I knew personally. But it just didn't happen that way. And once again, I went by myself and I still had a blast. And that's sometimes what you got to do. You do things by yourself, but you still make connections with people at the places. I remember another time I went to go do the yoga exhibit over at the Van Gogh Immersive. And I met a few people that went to yoga. We talked about yoga. We did a beautiful practice together and it was great. So we're going to talk more about that here in just a little bit. We obviously want to talk about friendship. We want to talk about relationships and the depth of connection and energy and serotonin that goes into all of that. This is Breathe and Bounce, and I'm Michael, and we'll talk more about this here in just a moment.
Trust the process. Trust yourself. You're tuned in to Breathe and Bounce.
This feels like paradise. We'll be in heaven tonight. Lost in a dream. We'll be right back.
I can't explain. As I've been growing up, and I think maybe for me it's different because, you know, I didn't have all these opportunities to go hang out with my friends because I didn't really have very many, I guess. I mean, there is some truth to that, unfortunately. And I think, you know, we all just, maybe when we have less of something, we appreciate it more. Some people, they, you know, have a group of friends and they just, and they say, okay, these are my friends, yay. But you have so many good times in life. You have so many great memories. And, you know, those memories, wow. I can just talk about a few of them right now. You know, my wife threw me this surprise party for me, this 30th birthday party for me. And I just remember how much work she put into it. She had everyone wear White Sox shirts. Unfortunately, my father-in-law, who's kind of a jerk, wore like red and blue for the Cubs, but that's another show for another time. but I just remember the feeling, how grateful I felt that she did that. And she found people that wanted to come and celebrate with me and surprise me. And that made me feel really good. I remember when I've done some of my shows, when I had the whole Stoned Ranger thing going on, I owned an entertainment company called The Strict Line, and I would do shows with local bands. And I just remember the fact that I could bring all these people together and form these connections. You know, I found these bands that wanted to connect to their younger audiences because most bands could only play at the 21 and over places, right? But then I, you know, made these all ages. I rented out facilities and did all ages, and they were happy. And they got new fans, and then people met each other because they came to these shows. There's always this opportunity. You know, one of my favorite stories that I heard recently, so you know, I do spend a lot of time at Lifetime in Algonquin, but I do go to other Lifetimes from time to time. And I went there to go observe a yoga class. And one of the teachers from Algonquin, his name is Tony, or as he says, I'm Anthony or Tony. He teaches over at Algonquin on Tuesday nights, but he was at Schaumburg. And I think Schaumburg is kind of where his roots grew. But he took a yoga teacher training class with a girl named Alicia there. And he ended up meeting his wife during that YTT class. He met someone, and they ended up getting married, and they have kids, and the whole nine yards. So, I mean, it's just like these chance encounters that the universe gives you. It's just so beautiful. And then when you find those friends, you find your tribe. You know, you go through a nasty breakup, and then you find that you have friends in low and high places.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you and said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places. guess I was wrong. I just don't belong. But then I've been there before. Everything's alright. I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. Cause I got friends in all places where the whiskey drowns and the beer takes my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on salt and grace. Think I'll slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
Right? You know what? I think it's good to have friends. Just hopefully you guys don't travel together in low places. You know, you don't want to travel together in low places. Those, then you have to try to get out of them. You need a shovel. Believe me, I got lots of stories about low places I've been with my friends when I was in high school. Let me tell you. I'm sure we all do, right? Yeah, that song brings back a lot of memories. And you know, we talked about craving that intimate relationship, finding that person that completes us, finding that soulmate. We didn't even talk about the soulmate, did we? No, we didn't. You know, the whole soulmate thing to me, I don't know how I feel about that. I don't like it. There's the soulmate. There's the twin flame. How about just person? I just found my person. Why does it have to be like labeled like that, right? You know? Oh, man, that wigs me out a little bit. I have found my twin flame. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe, you know what? If anyone's listening and you happen to be an astrologer, maybe we'll have you on the show and we can discuss the soulmate twin flame phenomenon, right? Oops, I dropped something. Because I don't get it. I don't know how that works. When does someone know they actually met their soulmate? Because I don't think in life there's ever a perfect relationship. I don't think that we don't go through relationships without struggle. And that's even with our friends, even with our parents. So, I mean, sometimes the struggle is too great to stick in there, you know, to keep going forward, right? Sometimes it's just like, man, we can't do this anymore, you know? It's just not working. So if they were a soulmate, then I guess they weren't a soulmate because it's not working, right? I mean, is it supposed to be easy if you're a soulmate? I guess these are questions, like I said, I need to find an astrologer. I am sure that if I tap the Awake Oneness Tribe well, I'm going to be having them on the show next week, I can ask him, yo, do you know an astrologer? I'd love to get an astrologer to talk about, you know, duality in relationships and stuff like that. That's what we should do in a future show. We'll have a show where half of it will have, like, you know, marriage counselor, and then the other part of the show, we'll have an astrologer. Just throwing ideas out there. But, you know, the things about relationships, and, you know, we've talked a lot about the friends, we've talked a lot about platonic, you know, we've touched a little bit on the family dynamic with the parents and the siblings, but yeah, the romantic relationship. I would just caution anyone, I would caution you, tell you that if you do have a relationship, try to keep it fun. You have to. If you have kids, the kids are going to pull you away from that fun. They are going to find ways to make that fun disappear, and you're going to want to shoot each other. I know this from experience, because there have been so many times where my wife and I just thought the other person wasn't pulling their weight, and we would get into it. And we didn't really give ourselves time to fertilize our own relationship. We didn't have that fun factor, right? And I think it's very important to have that fun factor whenever you are in an intimate relationship. Find someone that makes loving fun. And if they don't know how to make loving fun, then you make the loving fun and then get them on the fun bus. You know, once again, this relationship, we've been talking a lot about connection. We've been talking a lot about making those powerful connections, whether they're subtle and they last for a day or maybe even 2 minutes, just saying hello to someone, waving to someone, giving someone a compliment. That's connection. If someone drops something in front of you and you pick it up and they say thank you, that's connection. If you're running down the street, you know, running down the path, and then someone's running the opposite way and they kind of nod at you and you nod back because you're both running and you're both doing something good for yourself, that's connection. And, you know, we are all about making connections, humanity. And, you know, we talked at the beginning of the show about COVID, how COVID wrecked connections. And when we got to hug each other, how happy that was. You know, I wasn't really practicing yoga too hardcore during the time of COVID. I really wasn't working out too much. It wasn't until later on that year I got back into fitness. At the beginning of COVID, I was just like, my business is dying. It's the shutting down school. Oh my God, what are we going to do? You know, I wasn't even thinking about connections. And quite frankly, I don't think I had enough connections to even think about at the time. And I'm working on it. I'm trying to get better at it. I'm trying to, you know, do the best I can. And that's all we can do. Once again, I've said it once, I'll say it again. Life is a practice. Practice makes progress because you're never going to be perfect, damn it. People will tell you practice makes perfect, or I don't know what they're talking about, you know. So ask them if they're perfect. Ask them how many skeletons they have in their closet. Ask them if they've got someone in their life willing to clean out their closet for them and throw those skeletons out for them. Because if they're that crabby, then they probably don't. And then maybe you can make the connection with them and try to build them up. I just think we all have a responsibility to each other to build each other up, even if it lasts for 5 or 10 seconds. I think there's just too much anger in the world where we are shutting people down. And that's got to stop, man. There is too much, just too much negativity. There's too much garbage going on. I don't like it. And you know what? I think the truth of the matter is there's a lot of people that don't like it. But we can all change one at a time. And it all starts with making meaningful connections, no matter how tiny or how tall, no matter how big or small, no matter how short or how long, just make them right and avoid the ones that are wrong. Oh my God, I'm having one of those episodes where I'm slap happy. I just made a little poem. Did you see that? That was pretty cool. You know what that means? I think it's meditation time. So we're gonna come down, calm down a little bit. It's been a fun show. I've been having fun today. It's been like really slap happy fun. So just find a comfortable seat and just close your eyes once you get there. Begin to focus on your natural breath. when you are ready, you may open your eyes, wiggle your fingers a little bit, and just see where you're at. And during that time, I didn't really guide too much this time because I just really wanted, I had to bring myself down a little bit because, like I said, I'm getting a little slap happy on this episode. But I thought about the connections that I've made over the last, 10 days, 10 years. I've thought about people I've said hello to. I just, I thought about the effect that I might have on people. And for me, I always live by the rule that I want to make a situation better than when I found it. And I'm really working hard at that. I want to make people laugh. I want to make people smile. I want to make people feel good about themselves. That's part of the reason why I do this show, because I want to help you find you. Find the goodness that's in your heart. Find the light that you might be afraid to shine. Because you have permission to shine that light. Oh, yes, you do. Don't let anyone try to make you feel bad about shining your light. Don't make anyone make you feel bad about tooting your own horn, because if you don't do it, no one else will. Gotta show them how to toot the horn. See, the meditation did not help. I'm still slap happy. All right. Real quick, just want to share a couple things with you. So we are on TikTok and we are on Instagram. So just look up Breathe and Bounce on TikTok and Instagram. And I am bringing my sense of humor into my TikToks and Instagrams. I actually started a segment called Things That Bug Me, But I Won't Let Them Ruin My Day. I have two so far. So if you want to see what they are, you can just go on the website, breatheandbounce.com, and click on my TikTok or Instagram page, or you just, enter in Breathe and Bounce on those pages if you don't want to stop at my website. The Gratitude Chronicles gets written every Wednesday, and these shows are posted every Monday, besides being on the respected stations that they are on. So, Breathe and Bounce is definitely gaining some traction, and we are getting ready to launch Experience One. I'll have more details on that as we go on. I think we might have a place. We might have a program. And it is going to be absolutely amazing. And I am looking forward to spending time with you there. So when I have that information, I will come to you. In the meantime, thank you so much for listening. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be peaceful. May your breath take you places that your mind may not. Namaste.